Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners. Welcome to Thursday's bedtime reading. I pray that you're all well. Just to recap from last week, we read chapters 19 and chapters 20. In there, we learned how the boycott had come to an end and how the parchment where the terms of the boycott had been written had been eaten away, and only the name of God, Allah, had remained uneaten. And this is when the Prophet ﷺ, his companions, and even his family members who had helped him in some way, shape or form, were able to return out of the mountains back home. We also learnt how the Prophet ﷺ's uncle, Abu Talib, passed away without accepting Islam. And we learnt about the passing of the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Khadija bint Khuwaylid. What a sad end to that chapter it truly was. Inshallah, this week we will read the final chapter 21, which is entitled In His Heart. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Many years went by and the Muslims had settled in the city of Medina. The painful events of Makkah seemed a lifetime away. After the Battle of Badr had ended with the Muslims victorious, the prisoners of war were standing in line, awaiting their fate. Khadija Ridan's son Hind had fought alongside the Prophet ﷺ in the decisive battle. Abu Jahl, who had tortured and caused the deaths of so many believers, had been killed during the battle. When the dust settled, the Prophet ﷺ walked over to Abu Jahl's body, lying lifeless in the battlefield. "This is the Pharaoh of my nation," he remarked, remembering the years of suffering he had caused them. Abu Lahab, on the other hand, died a lonely and miserable death in Mecca. He was inflicted with a terrible disease that caused even his family to abandon him in his last days. As the Prophet ﷺ walked through the battlefield of Badr, past the prisoners, he noticed that a pile of money and jewellery had been sent by the Meccans as ransom to buy back their prisoners. His gaze fell on a shiny dark red necklace lying on the pile of treasure in front of him. Its stones were unmistakable. His eyes welled up with tears as memories of Khadija Radhanha flooded back to him. It was her red Yemeni carnelian necklace. Scanning the prisoners, he saw his son-in-law Abu al-As ibn Rabi'a and immediately knew that Zainab radiallahu anha had sent the necklace as ransom for her husband's release. Abu al-As was standing, hands tied up, hoping to somehow be released soon. The companions recognized Zainab radiallahu anha's husband and saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with tears in his eyes. They wondered what had happened. "If you think it's all right," the Prophet ﷺ suggested, "you could release her prisoner and return her necklace to her." The companions nodded with agreement, touched by the Prophet ﷺ's tears. Although the Prophet ﷺ now lived in Medina, Khadija radiallahu anha was never from his thoughts. He was in the house of his wife Aisha radiallahu anha when he heard a familiar voice at the door. Memories flooded back into his mind when he heard that voice. It was the voice of Khadija Radhiyallahu Anha, or at least it sounded like Khadija Radhiyallahu Anha. Her voice had been with him through the best of times and the worst of times, through seasons of light and seasons of darkness, when he'd faced fear and anguish, as well as joy and delight. "Oh Allah! It's Hala," he exclaimed, full of emotion, as he realized that it was Khadija Rina's sister, and immediately welcomed her in. When Aisha Rajanha, the young wife of the Prophet ﷺ, saw how much he mentioned and loved Khadija Rajanha, she felt rather jealous and would try to comfort him. "Send it to the friends of Khadija," he instructed one day, when he saw the meat from a sheep he'd slaughtered. "I love those whom she loved." "Why do you keep remembering a wife who is long gone?" Aisha Rina said. Allah has given you a wife better than her. No, no, Allah has not given me a better wife than her, the Prophet said emphatically. She had faith in me when people rejected me. She believed in me when the people disbelieved me. She supported me with her wealth when the people prevented me. And Allah blessed me with children through her and not through any other wife. When Aisha Rinanha heard this, although she had never met Khadija Rinanha, she realized how special Khadija Rinanha must have been to have been loved by the Prophet so much. I was truly blessed with her love, the Prophet said about her. With the passage of time, the Muslims went from strength to strength until eventually the light of Islam spread throughout Arabia and beyond. Khadija radhiyallahu anha, the first Muslim, had played a crucial part in helping to bring the message of Islam to humanity. The Prophet knew that he would meet Khadija radhiyallahu anha again in a much better place on a more wonderful day. She would be his wife in the loftiest place in Jannah, in Firdaus. He truly looked forward to that day. Written by Fatima Barakatullah. I really hope you've enjoyed reading this book with me. It's been such a wonderful book. I've learned so much about how much love and respect the Prophet had for his wife Khadija Anha, and how much devotion and love and care Khadija Anha showed towards the Prophet stood by the Prophet through thick and thin, never letting her iman, her faith waver, her trust and confidence of the Prophet waver. If anything, she was the rock coming to our life, inshallah. And as it's the night of Friday, Shabbat Jumma, a humble reminder, as every week, that before we go to bed, try to read the bedtime dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Also try to read the kalima before sleeping. And with it being the night of Jumma, try to read Surah Kahf. Also try to engage in Azmul Dhikr of the... Now that we are in the month, as a reminder of the virtues of Ramadan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three people whose du'as are not rejected: the fasting person until he breaks the fast, the just ruler, and the du'as of the oppressed whose du'a Allah lifts above the clouds and opens unto it the doors of the heavens. And Allah says, I swear by my honour, verily I shall assist you, even though it may be after some time. This hadith been reported by Ahmad and Tirmidhi. So inshallah, as has been mentioned earlier in this week's earlier bedtime stories, inshallah this will be the last bedtime reading until after Ramadan. I really can't wait to have you back. But until then, a humble reminder and a request for all the listeners to remember each and every one of us in their du'as, to try and make the best of the remaining part of this month of Sha'ban, and to engage in as much worship and take full benefit from the month of Ramadan, so inshallah it becomes a lifetime change for us all, that we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are able to pray Adam 5 times Salah on time in the masjid or at home, as the case may be, and that we try to learn as much about our religion, so we become more learned about our religion, inshallah. So until next time, assalamu alaikum.